Analysts are warning we could be on the edge of another stock market correction. That's generally considered to be a fall of 10% or more on the Australian Stock Exchange. It follows big falls on the share market today as investors fret over rising interest rates. Our business reporter David Taylor has been following market developments and joined me at the close of the market. David, how did the market finish up?
Rachel, not well. The Australian share market fell sharply today following a rout on Wall Street overnight. Now, the benchmark S&P ASX 200 index dived 2.3% to 6,673. Now, Rachel, the sell-off was broad-based, but a buy now, pay later company Afterpay fell 10%, while explosives company Orica plunged 18%. Now, Michael McCarthy is the chief market strategist with CMC Markets Stockbroking. He says after such big falls overnight and today, it's unusual not to see more buyers move into the market. But of course, they didn't move in. There was actually a sell-off into the close. And that suggests the market rout isn't over.
The bond markets have been signalling a big change in the financial environment for 7 or 8 weeks now. We've seen huge pressure on bond yields around the world, including here in Australia. And 10-year bond yields have been rising everywhere, making the interest rate curve steeper and the cost of money higher. And that has an impact on every asset class, but especially shares, where some of the most high-flying stocks we've seen over the last 12 months or so are very sensitive to changes in interest rates. And it appears last night, for the first time, investors in the US took notice what bond markets have been saying for a while.
Michael McCarthy, other analysts have pointed to this. Are we potentially on the cusp of a share market correction, a fall of 10% or more?
It certainly can't be ruled out. And the size of the falls overnight indicate that that is a very real possibility.
That's Michael McCarthy from CMC Markets speaking with David Taylor, who's still with me. David, what's rattling investors?
Well, we're talking about stocks, but the catalyst behind this sell-off is actually to do with bonds. What I mean by that is that there are interest rates attached to bonds, and those interest rates are rising, and they're rising longer-term rates, and that's spooking investors across the globe. So we often hear about the Reserve Bank raising the cash rate. That's a short-term interest rate. These rates are longer term. We're talking 3-year or 10-year bond rates. Now, the reason why they're moving higher, of course, is the world is improving. The vaccine's being rolled out. And, of course, people are spending more because restrictions are being eased and lockdowns are being removed. So there's evidence the economy is improving. And with an improving economy, inflation rises and interest rates. The bond market's predicting that's around the corner. But, of course, with higher bond yields, well, the return on bonds now is essentially higher than that for dividends, for stocks. So when investors are looking at where to invest, either stocks or bonds, bonds are actually looking more attractive now.
And another thing that's been going up lately is the Australian dollar. It's hit 80 US cents overnight. How's it faring now?
It's down a little, and it was actually up to 80 US cents overnight because interest rates in Australia, as I mentioned, that 3-year bond rate and 10-year bond started to rise. That attracts money into the country when Australian interest rates are relatively higher than that overseas. That sent up the dollar compared to the US, the greenback, up to around 80 US cents. That's reversed since then. This market rout's been caused by high US interest rates, and the Australian interest rates are lower compared to that, which is taking money out of the country and lowering the Australian dollar. Rachel, last check, it was 78.3 US cents.
Business reporter David Taylor there.